As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide makes simplicity a priority so financial professionals can help their clients achieve their retirement goals. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
Single best idea, and we say good morning to all of you. This has really worked out. Thank you so much for the initial reaction. We're showing it out on LinkedIn and out on Twitter, probably 4 p.m., 5 p.m. each day, plus or minus a couple hours. And it's great. And we're really centered on Apple Podcasts. We thank Apple for really all their good work. And there's a group called Chartable, which keeps track of the podcast. We're humbled how Bloomberg Surveillance is doing out of Chartable under Business News. It was such a different day. At 2 a.m. I was up, and there was the reports of Israel with drones to Iran, some secondary news of maybe to Syria as well. And then we had to blow up the show. And thank you to all of our team, particularly Eric, for getting us. Roz Matheson, who was focused on the G7 meeting in Italy, and we took Secretary of State Blinken with his terse comments, and all of it into a weekend, getting to Monday, getting into April, getting into May, getting maybe off to the second and third quarter of 2024. Lachmanachathon doesn't do that. He looks long-term. He's looking at cycles. His idea of short-term is 2, 3, 4 quarters. And he's trying to figure out, this is off the work of Jeffrey Moore years ago, like 80 years ago, I'm guessing, in the economic cycle research. And the idea here is not so much econobabble, but much more looking at the broader cycles and the leading indicators and what they signal. And we asked him about the recession. How did he synthesize the pandemic and the recession?
We did not have a recession in 22, 23, even though the cycle indicators came down hard. The reason is, as Tom just alluded, this backwash of COVID. There's two key pieces that we're dealing with even today. The backwash is still here. One is that you have a huge constraint, a generational constraint on the labor market. So under the Trump administration, you had about 4 years of very low, if nothing, on legal immigration. That knocks out several million people from the labor force. Post-COVID, a lot of people didn't come back. That knocks out millions more. On top of a highly constrained labor market, we put $7 trillion. Remember Senator Turkson? He used to say a billion here, a billion there, that's a lot of money. Now we're talking trillions here and trillions there on top of a tight labor market. Very hard for jobs to go negative. Very, so much foam on the runway, hard to have a recession.
The foam on Lachmanachathon's runway is pretty thick. He's got a very cautious view forward. We heard this from a number of guests today. The idea of where yield is, it's in the short line for chart of the year. But someone, and I'm so sorry I can't cite who it is. I'll try to get back on Monday and tell you who was smarter than me to have this. Bloomberg took over the Lehman and Barclays indices a number of years ago. Pro tip, for those of you out on Global Wall Street, and particularly those of you with a Bloomberg terminal, I can't say enough about the many, not one indice, but the 5, the 10, the 20 indices of the Bloomberg Total Return and Aggregate Series, their value. And there is one that is an aggregate of yield worldwide, and the pro phrase for it is yield to worst. I'm not going to go into that right now. We're going to keep the podcast on time today. But the basic idea here is we've exploded globally up to a high yield of 4%. And it's very rare. It goes back 30 years to where we are. I'm going to do more work on that. Maybe that's for May. But all I can tell you is this yield move that you're living, for example, in the housing market and in a mortgage market is really, really tangible. So then how does that buttress up to the equity market? Anastasia Amoroso is with ICAP. She was brilliant 12 and 18 months ago about saying, have courage to be in the market. She reaffirms that today.
look at the technical setup now versus where we were in the beginning of April, it is much, much cleaner on certain measures. For example, bears are back, you know, relative to where they were to start the year. You also had a correction from overbought levels to now near oversold levels. You have stocks that are actually trading at 1 month lows. And so all of those indicators suggest that we have a much cleaner technical positions. But there is a but from the perspective that we have traded down below some of the key moving average levels. We have traded down below some of the key thresholds for some of the systematic investors. So if we do continue to get this, you know, cocktail of uncertainty from geopolitics and the Fed and the macro, I could see some more selling pressure on these markets. Now, I do think it ultimately resolves, because the reason why we say investors should step in, because many investors are sitting on 20 or 30% cash that they need to put back to work just to get back to their strategic allocations.
Anastasia Amorosa of iCapital, I can't say enough of the many bulls that are out there. In fact, I sent an email 3 hours ago or so to our production team, and I said, you know, Monday, I really want to stack it with equity strategists who, in this pullback, this drawdown of 3-4%, with all the geopolitics, and particularly with the yield move that we see, how they are reaffirming by the stock market, by the dip. And Anastasia made no doubt about that. She believes in by the dip. It's been a great, great week. We're out on Apple CarPlay. Thank you for your support there. Download the Bloomberg Business app. Again, it's a huge confusion. Apple CarPlay is free. Is there something, Sebastian, did I say something there? Not clear. Apple CarPlay is free. And then out on YouTube, thank you so much. All of you, this is really serious. Do not let your children try to speak like me. Cause it's like the eclipse in the eyes. Cause permanent damage. Thank you for being out on YouTube. This is Single Best Idea.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.